From North State Public Radio, I'm Sarah Bohannon.
And I'm Eric Adams with your headlines for Monday, June 22nd.
Coming up, the Chico City Council backed a sewer rate increase, but under state law, ratepayers could still throw it out.
Also, California lawmakers want federal help to fight a pest that can kill grapevines in the North State.
And invasive mussels have not been found at Lake Oroville, but some experts say California may be opening the door for them to spread.
But first, California is putting nearly $270 million more towards Sites Reservoir, a major water storage project in the Sacramento Valley. NSPR's Andre Bayek explains what's next for the plan.
Sites Reservoir would be built near Maxwell in Glenn and Colusa counties. The project would create a new reservoir fed by the Sacramento River and avoid the need for a new traditional dam. Instead, water would be diverted from the river during wet years and stored for use during dry ones. Governor Gavin Newsom's office says Sites could hold enough water to supply over 4 million homes for a year and is meant to shore up the state's water system against climate change. Critics say the project would harm the environment and threaten fish and wildlife. The new money brings the state's commitment to about $1.4 billion through voter-approved water and climate bonds. Construction is scheduled to start this year, with operations beginning in 2033. In Chico, I'm Andre Bayek.
Some invasive species experts warn ending boat checks at Lake Oroville could help golden mussels spread to other waters. CalMatters reports the state stopped requiring inspections in April following a risk analysis. Experts say the move may allow mussels to latch onto boats and trailers, potentially clogging water systems elsewhere. None have been found at Oroville so far. State water officials say checks would begin for boats leaving the lake if they are.
And the Chico City Council approved a sewer rate increase last week, but the decision isn't yet set in stone. That's because in California, ratepayers have the legal right to contest and even veto the decision. Here's Public Works Deputy Director of Engineering David Keene.
If 50% plus one of the designated account holders vote to protest it, then it fails. So that is the next step.
Keene says protesting is an official process which requires customers to send in a formal letter. Notices will be sent out to all ratepayers in the coming weeks explaining the process and sharing the date for a formal hearing. And don't miss NSPR's Claudia Brancart's explanation of Chico's proposed sewer rate increase and what's behind it. Find that in-depth episode in this podcast channel.
In other things to know today, California's U.S. senators are asking the federal government for emergency help after an invasive pest turned up in grapevines sold at Costco, including in the North State. Alex Padilla and Adam Schiff won about $32 million to help track, trap, and fight the glassy-winged sharpshooter. The insect spreads harmful bacteria that can kill grapevines and affect fruit quality. The insect was found in plants distributed in key grape-producing regions, including Butte, Shasta, and Yuba counties.
Also, free weekday parking is coming soon to downtown Chico. The city says drivers will get 2 hours free at all city-managed parking lots downtown from July 1st to September 30th. Street parking is not included. The Park and Go summer program is meant to get more shoppers downtown. It's part of ongoing efforts to help struggling businesses and rejuvenate the area. Drivers will still need to start a parking session through a kiosk or app.
And lastly, the controversial Valley's Edge housing development in Chico might be revived thanks to a bill going through the state legislature. Chico Soul reports that if AB 2676 passes, referendums like the one that blocked Valley's Edge cannot block developments protected by the Housing Crisis Act. North State Republican James Gallagher introduced the bill this year before leaving the state assembly for Congress. It has bipartisan support and is now in the state Senate.
And those are your headlines for Monday, June 22nd. Our theme song is Fast Pop and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. Find more of our news coverage at mynspr.org. I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Sarah Bohannon. Hope you have a great week.